From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Chinese human rights activist and prisoner Liu Xiaobo died Thursday at age 61. His high-profile battle with liver cancer made his death as controversial and newsworthy as his life. Liu was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize while in prison. He spent the last 8 years of his life as a prisoner of conscience. He died at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. His final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and China's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called for China to release Liu Xiaobo's widow from house arrest. He said, "I call on the Chinese government to release Liu Xia from house arrest and allow her to depart China according to her wishes." President Trump is in France, where the country is commemorating the entry 100 years ago of U.S. troops into World War I. The two presidents held a press conference just a while ago that lasted for around an hour, half an hour, that is. Trump was asked about the issue of the Russians meddling in the United States 2016 election.
But nothing happened from the meeting. Zero happened from the meeting. And honestly, I think the press made a very big deal over something that really a lot of people would do.
Mr. Trump defended his son, Donald Trump Jr., who revealed this week that he had a meeting with a Russian lawyer regarding the campaign. Numerous American investigations are underway about Russia's meddling in the election. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The man convicted of killing Kremlin critic and former Deputy Prime Minister Boris Nemtsov in 2015 was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a Russian court Thursday. Shooter Sao Dadaev and four accomplices were sentenced. The four were given between 11 and 19 years. Prosecutors had initially asked for longer sentences for all of the defendants, including a life sentence for Dadaev. All five men were ethnic Chechens from Russia's volatile North Caucasus. Four policemen were shot and killed Thursday in southwest Pakistan by a group of Islamic militants. A spokesman for the Baluchistan provincial government says the policemen were on a routine patrol in the capital city, Quetta, when the gunman intercepted their vehicle and sprayed it with bullets before fleeing the scene. The dead officers included the police superintendent, a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban, calling itself Jamaatul Ahrar, has claimed responsibility for the attack. The United Nations earlier this week designated the group as a global terrorist organization, said the group operates out of neighboring Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson left Qatar Thursday with little apparent progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Qatar's diplomatic standoff with four Arab countries. Tillerson declined to answer questions after a final meeting with Qatar's emir before leaving for Washington. The emir's brother told Tillerson, "Hope to see you again under better circumstances." Tillerson spoke with Qatari leaders after spending Wednesday in the Saudi Red Sea city of Jeddah, meeting with diplomats from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. The Saudi-led group broke off diplomatic ties with Qatar early last month, accusing it of funding terrorism in the region and being too close to rival Iran. Qatar has rejected the accusations. And the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is considering a proposal that would require the country's more than 1.4 million international students to reapply for permission to stay in the United States every year. The proposal is part of a plan to enhance national security by more closely monitoring the students. The Washington Post quotes two unnamed officials saying the plan would require regulatory changes that could take a minimum of 18 months. The plan would also require the cooperation of the State Department. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.